This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome to the Mother's Day weekend, moms. I hope you get the love and appreciation you deserve. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and what a day it was yesterday after we hosted the debate. It wasn't that long afterwards the white smoke came out above the Sistine Chapel at the Vatican in Rome. And joining us, there's always a Pittsburgh connection, is Father Nicholas Vaskoff, who is the moderator of Team Ministry, director of the Shrines, and pastor of Christ Our Savior, and he is in Italy right now. Father, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. You must be pumped up, to say the least. Walk us through where you were yesterday when the news came and when you found out that Pope Leo XIV is an American born in Chicago.
So we got into St. Peter's Square about 5:30 Rome time yesterday afternoon, going to see if we would see smoke. It was the second day of voting, and I'm here with two families from Pittsburgh. We planned this trip over a year ago and just happened to be here during the conclave. So just a little over half an hour after we got into the square, we were sort of over off to the left side, but we could see the chimney on the Sistine Chapel, and we could see the balcony on the loggia of the Basilica. All of a sudden, that white smoke started to appear, and everyone in St. Peter's just started cheering and celebrating that we had a new pope.
Father Vaskoff, I'm curious to know if you understood immediately who it was that had been named. It's a little difficult to understand the language.
I did, because it's announced in Latin. They say, we have a pope, and then they announce who it is. And they said, Robertum Francescum, and then they say, Cardinalum, and they said, Prevost. And I immediately yelled out, he's an American. And the people around me looked, and he's an American. And just great joy at that moment. And the Italians all around us were, oh, Americano, Americano. And then when he finally appeared out on the balcony, they kept saying, he looks so young, he looks so young. And people were just so, so overjoyed. I'm pinching myself because I still can't believe I was there.
It was a moment, over 100,000 people in St. Peter's Square, no doubt. And he seemed to, when he stepped out and saw the crowd and was greeted, that had to be overwhelming for Pope Leo.
We were standing right by one of the large video screens. And when he walked out, he would just took it all in. He looked like he was on the verge of tears of joy, and yet tears recognizing maybe the weight on his shoulders as he begins this new ministry as Pope. But he seems so humble and so sincere. He spoke from the heart about wanting to build bridges, and he greeted everyone with that greeting of peace, which we know is so needed in the world today. And so his first moments of Pope, really from the reaction of everyone in the crowds, were so well received. and I think set a tone for what he's going to be about.
Father, in those moments from the time that the white smoke came out of the chimney at the Sistine Chapel until Pope Leo was brought before the crowd, what I noticed was is that people were psyched even before they knew who it was. That's an amazing thing.
Yeah, yes, because, you know, it hasn't been that long that we've been without a Holy Father, but we know the role of the Pope is so important in the Church. You know, he's the chief proclaimer of the gospel in the world for Catholics, and we know we need that gospel message. So I think everyone was just excited to have a new leader and to just to keep working towards bringing love and peace and hope and joy into the world.
We're with Father Nick Vaskov, who is the pastor of Christ Our Savior Church here in the Pittsburgh area and director of the Shrine. So as a pastor, I'm sure you're hoping that this in some way will energize people to maybe reconnect.
Oh, definitely. And the fact that this is the first American Pope, that's something that so many people said would never happen. It would be too political, or that Americans already have too much power in the world, so that there would be never be an American Pope in the Church. But we trust in the Holy Spirit and his experience as a missionary in Peru, I think can bring so much witness to many people, and for just that maybe this will re-enliven faith within people as they see it hit close to home in such a profound way. And that's certainly, we want that. We know the value of faith, and we hope that more people will come to that in their own life.
Father Vaskov, Pope Leo XIV is an Augustinian. Can you explain what that means to people?
Sure. So in the Church, there are numerous religious orders. In Pittsburgh, we have the Capuchin Franciscans and the Benedictines. The Dominicans and the Jesuits are also well known. And Augustinian is an order very much similar to that, rooted in the teachings of St. Augustine, who was a bishop back in the 4th century. And then following along him would be St. Thomas Aquinas, of that same mindset and philosophy. And really it is just a particular rule of life, how they are to live and what they do in terms of teaching. They run universities across the country and across the world. And also in their missionary work. And so he belongs to religious order where I'm a diocesan priest. I'll always be in Pittsburgh. Religious priests can be sent all over the world to wherever they are called to serve. And so, again, he was in Peru for many years as a seminary teacher and as a bishop. Now it's led him to Rome to be the Pope.
What are you hoping from his election, from this now Pope Leo XIV?
I'm really hoping, I think especially for the Church in America, a moment of renewal to see what good comes from faith in America. And of course, faith in America is very vast. We don't have any one religion or one way of belief. But as he speaks of being a bridge builder, and just to see the ways that that is possible through faith with compassion and care for one another. And so I'm really hopeful for what it will mean for the Church in the U.S., but of course, the Church throughout the world. To be there yesterday with people from everywhere throughout the world. The word Catholic means universal, and there were people from every continent there, just cheering the welcoming of a new Pope. And so just to see that joy continue to grow, that's what I hope for.
Father Nick, thank you so much for sharing. What a moment. I know that you'll never be able to top maybe in your life. That's pretty special.
It's just overwhelming. I don't think I spoke for about 45 minutes yesterday after it was announced, and just being there and taking it all in. And I'm so happy to have this opportunity to share my excitement with you and Paul and your listeners.
Are you're headed to Sorrento, I hear. Have you ever been?
I have been, and we're looking forward to a few days along the Amalfi Coast and just enjoying the weather here is perfect. It's been in the upper 60s, low 70s all week, very little rain, great sunshine, and I'm just going to enjoy some time along the coast. So,
well, safe travels, and thanks for making time for us, Father Nick.
Anytime, Larry and Paul, thank you.
You got it. Father Nick Vaskov, again, who's the director of Pittsburgh Shrines and the pastor of Christ Our Savior, and coming up.
Talk about timing, huh?
How about him just getting there? That's beautiful. Did you see the seagulls, too, on the peak?
And there was a couple of them there.
And a little chick. Is that what you call a seagull?
I guess so.
Fascinating to watch yesterday, I must say. Everybody in St. Peter's Square just, I think, was delighted just to be a part of history at first, right? When the smoke came out.
When you show up, you don't have any idea what's going to happen, right?
And then now they're doing a deep dive into the Pope's childhood and places and people he's been with. And somewhere near Chicago's South Side, where the Pope is from, there are a couple of middle-class families called the newest Pope Uncle Bob. Leo XIV was Robert Prevost, and his two older brothers, quick to correct some misconceptions. For one, the new Pope was born on the South Side, grew up in suburban Dalton, and even though they changed the giant sign at Wrigley to read, "He's a Cubs fan."
If he's from the South Side, he's a Sox fan, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
The family confirms that the new Pope has always rooted for the White Sox. Sadly, the Sox didn't benefit from divine intervention. They lost 10-0 to the Royals last night. How's that? That's classic.
Oh, man. Now, here's a good one for you. So if the Pope visits the United States, and obviously you'd think that he would visit Chicago, if he's in Chicago during baseball season, would it not be the greatest thing ever to see the Pope go to a ball game?
How about throw out the first pitch?
There you go.
I know a guy that has a baseball signed by a saint, not a New Orleans saint, St. John Paul, right?
Yep.
The previous Pope to Benedict, who then retired after, and then they put Francis in.
We've been through some interesting historic times in the last few years. We've actually seen two popes, right?
Yes.
And now the first American pope.
And coming up, we're going to talk to the head of the Catholic Church in the region, Bishop David Zubik from the Catholic Diocese, is coming up right after the news at the bottom of the hour.
I know he said yesterday when we spoke with him that he was shocked. So it's going to be fun to hear how he's doing this morning.
Yeah, now that he's had an evening to soak in it. And Aaron, new survey shows that a lot of us are kind of germy. I know this is an area that you're very concerned about. Researchers at the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases found that almost half of adults do not wash their hands.
Oh.
This includes places like restaurants, doctor's offices, grocery stores. Half of those people say they don't forget to wash their hands. They just choose not to.
Oh. Well, isn't that special? And
women are more likely to use hand sanitizer than men. That's probably not a big mystery, right?
Whoa.
Well, I mean, you know, the last time I was in our men's room here, someone came in and left without washing their hands, and I thought, oh, brother.
Yeah, how about those moments when you realize the person doesn't even care? Yeah. They're like, yeah, you might witness this, and I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah, that's a head scratcher.
Right.
We'll just wash your hands. This is the Ben K. Morning Show. Larry Richard with the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, David Zubik. Bishop, good morning.
Larry, good morning to you and all your listeners. Good to be with you today.
My personal observation of the crowd gathered, estimated to be over 100,000 in St. Peter's Square, was overwhelming joy. Where were you yesterday when the white smoke appeared out of the chimney from the Sistine Chapel? And then how was your day the rest of the way?
Well, I was at a meeting with a number of people who advised me.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Greasy formation, and we knew that there was white smoke already, so we had the big screen TV on, and we were able to watch the leading up to the announcement. And I think all of us in the room were totally taken back. You know, we could never have imagined that there would be an American Pope. And then the rest of the day was just joy, doing a lot of media interviews. And then last night I had a very large confirmation. But even with all of that, there was a great deal of celebration with the many, many people. I had 111 students for confirmation last night, and everybody at St. Killian Church of St. Mark Parish was thrilled with the new Pope.
And Bishop, the Pope has not been a cardinal that long, really named by Pope Francis in the fall of 2023. And so he seemed overwhelmed with joy when he stepped out and saw that crowd gathered.
You could see that he was choked up on any number of occasions. And to me, that spoke volumes about his humility. You know, I just had a chance to view his first Mass this morning. And what a beautiful expression of fraternity with all the cardinals that were there. But his spirit was both gentle and strong, gentle in his demeanor, strong in his message.
And I saw, there's always a Pittsburgh connection, as you know, I saw Cardinal Wuerl out front as they were preparing to make the announcement. And then, of course, we know that Cardinal Dan DiNardo was one of the 133 in the conclave, correct?
That's correct, yes, because he's still of a voting age.
And this process happened relatively quickly. That suggests that there is unity among the cardinals in this selection. So what will this mean, do you think, for the church here?
Well, I think that it speaks a lot of good things. I think, first of all, it doesn't appear that there's going to be any kind of interruption in terms of the message of Pope Francis. You know, just we know that Pope Leo is a missionary, was in Peru for a number of decades, and his even the taking of his name of Leo indicates that he's going to be calling all of us to make sure that we pay very special attention to all of those people that society has put on its fringes. And I think that the message that he gives, the leadership that he's going to offer us, is going to be a good lead for us to continue in the Diocese of Pittsburgh.
I would imagine you will find for Sunday Mass, all celebrating Mother's Day as well, but I'm sure you're going to have a lot of people just joyful with hope that this Pope will continue that work of Francis.
Yeah, I think so too, and we're going to have a very special Mass at St. Paul Cathedral to support the new Holy Father this coming Monday evening at 7 o'clock. And so I hope that many of your listeners will be able to join us.
Well, we appreciate your time as always, Bishop, and I'm glad that we're able to share the good word. A lot of people seemed really inspired yesterday.
Well, and for good reason as well. And thanks so much, Larry, for the invitation to be with you and your listeners.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend and appreciate it. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you. Thank you.
You too. Bishop David Zubik of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And from Rome, CBS's Tina Krause with more.
The faithful here in St. Peter's Square say their hearts are full this morning. People tell me they're welcoming Pope Leo with a sense of curiosity and hope for the future of the Catholic Church.
Excitement is overflowing this morning in St. Peter's Square with Pope Leo XIV set to lead his first Mass.
I have never seen anything like this for any papal event.
The white smoke billowing from the Sistine Chapel chimney on day two of the conclave Thursday revealed the historic election. Soon after, Cardinal Robert Prevost appeared on the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square as the first American-born pope.
Pace sia con tutti voi.
His first words to the cheering crowds of faithful in Italian, peace be with all you.
Oh my God, it's Rob.
The election of the 69-year-old Chicago native surprised even his own siblings.
You know how some kids like to play war and be soldiers? He wanted to play priest.
And we just teased, you know, you're going to be the Pope.
Pope Leo XIV is the first pontiff from the Augustinian order, and the heart of that group came through in his first blessing as he urged people to build bridges, embrace dialogue, and show compassion through charity.
The new Bishop of Rome spent much of his life in Peru, even gaining citizenship. Friar Ramiro Castillo describes him as a simple, quiet person. In the U.S., the reaction to the first American pontiff has been anything but quiet. From the White House.
That's a great honor.
To Prevost's alma mater, Villanova University.
I heard the bells, and it was just a really surreal experience.
In Chicago, a friendly battle between the two hometown baseball clubs, both claiming the new Pope as a fan.
Pope Leo's brother says the new pontiff is a White Sox fan, by the way. But it's all business this weekend. The Vatican saying the new Pope will lead Sunday prayers here in St. Peter's Square. Then on Monday, he's expected to hold an audience with the press.
CBS's Tina Kraus at St. Peter's Square, the Vatican in Rome. And yesterday, just we all were watching CBS's coverage in the newsroom here at the station. And as you know, Aaron, there's always that Pittsburgh thing.
Always. I've been saying it for a long time. I am so convinced that Pittsburgh is top tier, like has to be top of the list for so many people of wanting to visit, wanting to live, wanting to film movies, you name it.
There was even a woman from Pittsburgh who had, if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, the terrible towel, the yellow towel they wave at football games. She held that up and wanted a picture in front of the church.
Yellow towel.
That is so beautiful. That's so Pittsburgh, too. And then there was a, and we got to find him, the tattoo artist who was at a convention and ended up in St. Peter's Square. That's pretty incredible. We're going to check on some issues and traffic coming up next with Ellen Gamble and your weekend forecast, Moms. Looking good.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, American Catholics are celebrating the election of a Chicago native as the church's new pope. Among them, Pope Leo XIV's brother, Louis.
We just teased, you know, you're going to be the pope. You want to be the pope. Here we are today. He knew from an early stage he wanted to be a priest. And he did. Got out of grammar school, went right to the seminary.
His family, obviously, they seemed more surprised than anybody. Robert's the pope? It was quite a moment in history.
I like that the family is available to hear from them, and we get an insight into who this person really is, and just like us, right? Thirsty in the crowd outside St. Peter's Basilica.
There are, of course, flags that people are waving, but there are also items that they want blessed. There was even a woman from Pittsburgh who had, if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, the terrible towel, the yellow towel they wave at football games.
Oh, yeah. And they are everywhere. And there she was. Somebody captured a picture of it. I just saw it posted.
It's amazing. I've seen it, too. At first, I wondered if it was just a mistake. Maybe it was like one half of the Vatican flag.
Myron Cope would be going, ha, the towel into Peter's Square.
You know, there was another big story yesterday. The Pirates fired Derek Shelton and hired a new manager.
Kelly is the 48th manager in team history. He's 45 years old. He was most recently the Pirates bench coach.
You know, we went through this live debate with the Democratic primary candidates yesterday, and there's a lot of preparation that goes into that, and you thought, okay, and really wrapped things up. And it wasn't that long after that the white smoke came out of the chimney. We saw the seagulls with the seagull chick. And then we waited. And you got home just in time. And I'm thinking to myself, in the midst of all that,
the Pirates released a statement
was that purposeful between the smoke? And I mean, I'm sitting there and I get another. I'm like, oh, the Pirates fired Derek Shelton. Which, if it didn't happen exactly at that moment, would it even been a bigger story?
Well, the best part of the story for Pirates fans is Don Kelly is a Pittsburgh area native. He was born in Butler, and that played baseball in high school at Mount Lebanon and then at Point Park University. And he went on to a lengthy career in Major League Baseball, almost a decade. And then he got into coaching, and he's been the bench coach here for a while now. And so he's getting a shot to manage the team the rest of the year.
I've known Don Kelly and his wife, Carrie Walker, Neil Walker's sister. They're wonderful.
That is a crazy coincidence, right?
Well, Neil met Donnie playing ball, and Donnie was a Pirate before Neil was, actually. And then I met his sister, and Neil said, "You're not dating any baseball players." First, we'll see how that went. Now he's the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Good for him.
Hometown. And we're going to talk to somebody that knows him professionally as well as anybody, and that's Jim Leland. Jim also lives in Mount Lebanon, and he managed Don for a long time.
Oh, I see. He's coming up here at 20 after 7.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, stick around next half hour. Cool. We'll hear from I love talking to Skipper.
I've never gotten the opportunity to interview him before, and I can't wait.
Well, you know, Paul, that's a good call there, Don Kelly. I'm telling you, I love Jim Leland. We just honored him.
Who doesn't?
Last year at our Hometown Heroes event for his lifetime achievement. The things you see and have read about Jim Leland, you know, also know he has a really big heart and has helped a lot of charities over the years. In fact, we had a young man named Merle Thompson who had met him as just a fan, as a boy, and now this arc of who he is and helping in phase four, learning the nonprofit and the story is incredible. They got to meet at the dinner, and it was, I think Jim was, you know, touched by it because this guy had all his life, he had this picture of him and Skipper.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All right. What else? Oh, it's Mother's Day weekend.
You know, lots of good feelings, right? I mean, we have a new pope. We have a new manager. We have, yes, you know, Jim Leland's going to drop by. That's always a lot of fun. Mother's Day coming up. This is pretty good.
And if you go down the rabbit hole reading social media about these moves, it's people, they're very creative. Let's just put it that way. That said, it is Mother's Day weekend. Aaron, I was talking with you yesterday and Paul about 1 year, Shumway and I had this brilliant idea that every day for 5 days leading up to Mother's Day weekend, we would interview the mother of a famous Pittsburgher.
Right.
And we had this whole list, and it was fun.
You did get this interview.
I got Gladys Bettis.
Oh, that's great.
Jerome Bettis's mom, and I called her yesterday, and she's actually going to be flying right after we talk to her to Atlanta. Her grandson's graduating from college. Wait till you meet Gladys Bettis. I guarantee it will uplift your day. She's that. And then when you know Jerome, you know where it comes from. You can tell. And his brother John's here too in Pittsburgh. So we're looking forward to that with Gladys Bettis. That'll be right after the news at 8:00.